with solidarity bricky team is that when the non-land, non-people victims of slaughter, destruction and genocide were brightened, were cheered up for once, as US of the UN of the US of the world supremo-elect Donald Trump or the poor threatened all hell to pay, the greatest all hell to pay ever, ever. Oh goody, they said, things will get better. Donald accused them of crimes against humanity, the crime of existing apparently, the crime of being slaughtered, iterating his support for their crime against humanity victim, his very, very good friend Zion, the bastion of democracy in the region, franking its democratic principles through slaughtering, destruction and genocide. Lovers of liberty, freedom and democracy were aghast when yet another long-haired, commie, greeny, wooden worker in an iron black armband terrorist sympathizer, Amnesty International, declared Zion's exercise of its democratic principles as genocide for just exercising its right to defend itself, to defend liberty, freedom and democracy. Zion righteously dismissed the charge as a pack of lies. Amnesty, after all, basing its conclusion on nothing more reliable than the facts. To make matters worse, True Blue Aussie shamefully ratted on our very, very close friend Zion and the US of. Let's hope the US of continues to see us as a very, very close friend, doesn't get too upset. Oh, it's probably okay as long as we keep spending billions subsidizing its nuclear submarine program, ratted by voting with almost everyone else in the world except the US of and Zion, calling for Zion to vacate the so-called occupied territories. So-called because Zion points out they are disputed territories, thereby upholding its liberty, freedom and democracy principles that the non-land, non-people have no land and therefore must be eradicated from the non-land they occupy illegally under Zion law. And worse, True Blue Aussie voted for the non-land, non-people to have some land. It might have helped if they'd explained where. Oh, I hope no one thinks this bolt fast by the socialists has anything to do with 14 months of mass protests, cutting criticisms of their courageous, unequivocal support for slaughter, destruction and genocide, and a looming election. Perish the thought. Vault fast too. Reported last week, the government backtracking on its promise to create a federal environment protection authority, jettisoning the nature positive bill and brickbats to the bloody Greens for suggesting big supremo Anthony Albanese wouldn't have the guts to bring the bill back before the election. Of course not, he got rid of it. But gutless, what rubbish. Anthony, whom Western True Blue Aussie Supremo Roger Cook, the planet, lauded as a man of integrity, who listened to Roger that under nature positive, the Western True Blue Aussie fossil industry would suffer immeasurably, and worse, this could cost Anthony votes. Better, they agreed, that Mother Earth immeasurably suffer. The Greens and Independents reckon they had an agreement with Minister Tania Plibersek Mother Earth, but Anthony says he knows nothing about that. And Tania is saying nothing, particularly to Anthony. Happy families. It was reported that giant mind from the Apple Isle, ex-train killer and lover of all things train killing Jackie Lumpen and her offsider, would abstain from voting. But the offsider, Tammy Tyrol the Greenie, said she would have voted against it to save Tasmania's forest industry. Chainsaws at 10 paces. But in the oops, perhaps he shouldn't have said that department, Roger Cook the Planet stressed the deal between the Greens and Tania would have posed a risk to the state's mining industry and to the nation's prosperity. But oops, hang on, Roger, is that the deal the man of integrity said didn't exist? Worse, one survey showed the majority of Western True Blue Aussies support much stronger environmental protection. Oh dear, let's hope his integrity doesn't backfire on poor old Anthony. Fancy calling him gutless. No, he summed up sinking nature positive perfectly. I can now positively assure the True Blue Aussie people it is positive nature won't be saved. With its renowned balance and objectivity, the Lord Rupert of Wapping Sin kicked off a big week Monday, P1, screaming headline, exclusive, step on the gas. Then a week of massive multi-page spreads asserting we must have gas, 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 fossils, 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 ad infinitum. Only gas can save us now. Big banner head, for instance. Yet nothing on that P1 screaming step on the gas to inform us the 4 days of fossil love was sponsored by, no need to say it, yep, the fossil behemoths themselves. Exclusive. Here's page after page of paid ads posing as news. During the 2020 election campaign, Hunter of Biden Capital appeared in a promotion for his daddy, Joe of Biden Capital. He's a great dad, Hunter enthused. And 4 years later, do you still think so, Hunter? Still think so? He's an even greater dad. And with that, Hunter gave the local penitentiary the finger, while every person inside all those penitentiaries wished they had a big supremo as a daddy. Daddy pointed out that Hunter would not have been charged but for, but he was Daddy. So Joe, other corporate crooks who sign false statements, who steal millions in tax fraud like Hunter, would not be charged? Other corporate crooks aren't stupid enough to get caught. And therein lies Joe's lasting legacy. On such matters, the universal popularity and admiration for former Sydney shock jock Alan Jones could not be better reflected than in the one person who has come out to defend him against all these charges he's been hit with, no less a person than Jamie Puker himself. When Jamie Puker's your only support, my word, you're going well. Jamie, of course, has lots of wonderful friends like Alan, including his next-door neighbour, Benjamin Not Another Yahoo, an alleged sex offender, a convicted war criminal, and the man behind all that criminality exposed at what was his Cook Casino, bringing us to the ongoing attacks on evil unionists, evil workers sitting on industry super boards, when the control of those trillions should be in the hands of independent directors who independently run the great corporates. Day after day, various corporates and corporate bodies warning us these union simpletons have no idea what they're doing, showing the little fact that industry funds continually outperform the retail funds, whose directors are the very people who should be running, well, getting their hands on all that workers' lovely, lovely money, is a complete fluke. 100% of the time, complete fluke. I raise this because the authorities are questioning whether certain CFMEU, that is the evil, evil CFMEU appointments to the CBUS board, for instance, are fit and proper persons. A good point. Although, after all that criminality was exposed at the Crook Casino, ditto at Sydney Star Chamber Casino, the people behind all that criminality were then deemed by the authorities to be fit and proper persons. So I can't imagine the evil union director should have too much to worry about. Unless serving workers is more heinous than money laundering, milking problem gamblers, encouraging high roller crooks, tax fiddling and associated normal business practices. Although, okay, maybe we can't imagine it, but the responsible people who know about these things, the sundry chambers of profits, the caring business class organisations, the caring business class regulatory authorities, know serving workers is more heinous, making their desire to get unions out of the way of their members' money critical, but only in the interests of propriety and integrity. Independent corporate men and women, by definition, fit and proper persons. The concerned fit and proper, whose unfit and improper profits come from the workers they so care about, don't seem too upset with an objection I have to super, that workers' money is exploiting other workers. Two of the fit and proper would love to, but No, not exploit workers. Redone, never, never. No, abide by big economic guru Jim Chalmers' capital socialist advice, well, plea, for the private sector to kickstart the economy. BHP, for bloody huge profits, bloody huge polluter, and worst farmers, say they'd love to, but for barriers created by the socialists and the evil unions, onerous caring business class relations laws, and uncompetitive tax laws. Well, we know poor bloody huge has been hit hard, $3 billion estimated, by these onerous laws that workers doing the same work should receive the same pay. What good, bloody huge asks us, establishing our very own in-house labour hire offshoot, if we then have to pay those workers the same as those we employ not through our subsidiary? Good point. And the week that was has been quite unfair, suggesting the only logical explanation for the $3 billion cost is that it has been ripping off those workers to the tune of, when we can be sure bloody huge would have a simple explanation like, that's $3 billion ripped off shareholders and the fit and proper directors. Which bits of caring business class relations laws do you find most onerous? We ask them. Well, they looked very concerned, primarily wages and conditions. And which bit of tax laws do you find uncompetitive? The fact that taxes compete with our desire to retain those profits, forcing us to outlay so much on tax lawyers and advisors. What, to make sure you don't pay any? To make sure we meet our legal tax obligations. Sadly, we're seeing these robots, sorry, human robots, exploiting poor Woolworth's trillions empty shelves in empty hallways, summed up in his usual thoughtful, logical and reasonable manner by our old mate Industry Profits Group Supremo Innes Will Cost the Workers, able to see both sides of the dispute. The human robots, Innes lamented, were destroying Christmas. Good God, this is serious. The dear baby Jesus won't be born this year. The only possible flaw in Innes' assertion is that there are other choices, that the same products are available elsewhere. People might even shop where the rip-offs aren't so outrageous. So the dear baby Jesus may turn up. Although, finally, given most of what people spend fortunes on at supermarkets is crap, much of it processed dangers to community health, those human robots, and seriously, all power to them, those human robots could be doing the community a favour. Good morning.